Welcome back to the Big Wake Up Call. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and time to get to my next guest. We're going to talk about a great event here. It's been going on for over three decades. The YMCA has hosted Healthy Kids Day at their locations across the country, celebrate and teach healthy habits to kids and their families. Joining me, we have Heidi Brasher, who is Senior Director with the YMCA. She helps leverage innovation and strategy at the national level, supporting the needs of 2,600 plus local YMCAs across the country. Heidi Brasher, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ryan. It's great to be here this morning.
Great to have you here and talk about a wonderful annual event. Why does the MCA hold Healthy Kids Day every year?
Yeah, we have been holding Healthy Kids Day since 1992. And it is a national initiative for us because the health and well-being of our kids and our families and our communities is so important to us. We really take the opportunity on Healthy Kids Day to help to teach healthy habits, to think about encouraging active play, and hopefully, if we do it right, inspire kids and families to really have a love, a lifetime love of physical activity and being active and engaged. And that's what we're really desiring to do.
So what are some of the activities that are going to be taking place this year? Because it sounds like a fun event for kids and their families.
Yeah, fun's the right word, Ryan, for sure. We want to create an opportunity in each of our Healthy Kids Day events to have a really festival-like atmosphere. You can come try things that you maybe never tried before, a family yoga class, a family Zumba class. You could try sports of all different kinds. Swimming, games and activities, healthy cooking demonstrations, vendors and partners from the local community, and just lots of activities to try some things, to get inspired, to think about how you and your family can be active this summer, but really year-round and way into the future. It's a great opportunity and a great fun day.
It's a nice event and situation because sometimes kids can be very reluctant to try something new, but here you have so many options and they're seeing other kids enjoy it. If a kid sees another kid enjoying it, they're more likely to want to jump in.
Yes, I love that. I love how you put that because that's really what we're trying to do at Healthy Kids Day. You might not have ever tried soccer, or you might not be really great at swimming. But you can come get a taste of it, right? A little sample of it at Healthy Kids Day. Get inspired to try something more and greater. You can tell your parents what you love. They can sign you up for summer opportunities. But also as a family, you can come back to the Y and continue to be active and engaged as a family. And that's super important in our communities as well.
Something my daughter said last week and she loves playing outside. She loves doing activities. And she said, "Dad, I know I'm never going to be a varsity athlete, but I love playing sports." And I thought that was kind of cute and mature for her age.
Oh, that's amazing. And right? So accurate for so many of us and so many of our kids. But there's a place at the Y and a place with families to be able to enjoy that and still have that lifelong love of something, even if you won't be in varsity or in the professional league.
Is there anything brand new or exciting? I imagine everything's going and exciting, but anything new you're trying out this year?
We're excited this year. We have a national partner and sponsor in Peanuts. And we're excited because their mission, much like our mission, we're thinking about how do we increase access for youth into things like summer camp programs, leadership programs, thinking about things like conservation. And what better partner than Snoopy, who's also a Beagle Scout and loves the outdoors, to really help us engage youth and kids across communities and to think about partnering with us for Healthy Kids Day.
Oh, man, when I was a kid, there was no bigger thing to me than Charlie Brown and Snoopy. That's great.
I love it. Yes, we love them.
The general mission of the YMCA, and obviously it's been going on for years, why do you think it's even more important today?
Yeah, I think the YMCA is that place where families and kids and people and individuals and communities find a safe place to try things, to be themselves, to belong. We really believe in the potential of each child that comes into contact with the YMCA. Each child in our communities. And we want to provide the supports and partner with parents and communities to help every child realize their potential and every child be engaged and be healthy and happy. We know that our communities are better when we can do that work. And that's really what the Y is all about. And that's what the Healthy Kids Day helps us do as we think about connecting communities to these opportunities.
It's a great day to get the kids involved and find out why the YMCA is so important. I know my first exposure, we went, there was a Christmas tree lot. We got our Christmas tree when I was a kid right next to the YMCA. And I kind of asked, what is the YMCA? And my dad said, well, we'll have to go find out. And I believe there was an event that weekend. And so started swimming.
Oh my gosh. I love hearing individual stories. People's origin stories with the YMCA, yeah. The connection points to the YMCA. It feels like so many people we talk to across the country have those. And that's what we want for kids today. We want them to have their own YMCA story. And that can really begin at Healthy Kids Day. It's a great place to come and see if you can have a YMCA story of yourself.
And where can we go for more information about Healthy Kids Day and folks can find where they can get to their local YMCA?
Absolutely. YMCA.org/HKD is a great website to check out. There you can enter your local information. You'll get connected with your local YMCA to find out the time, the place, the location, plus all of the great fun and exciting events that they'll be having on Healthy Kids Day.
And that's YMCA.org/HKD. We've been visiting with Heidi Brasher, who is the senior director with the YMCA. And thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Ryan. It's been great to talk with you.